Welcome to this week's edition of Exporting Malta, where I, Monique Chambers, am joined by businesses that have sold their product and services overseas. Welcome to this week's edition of Exporting Malta with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Peter Griffiths from Neurotech, but specifically we're going to talk about a product called Mente, which sounds fascinating.
Thanks, Monique. It's great to be here.
Okay, so Mente, tell us about it. It's a headband for children.
Well, Mente at Neurotech, what we do is we bring neurofeedback training to people in their homes.
Right.
And we started specifically helping autistic kids. But neurofeedback training is something that could help anybody to be better, to perform better. And our starting point was autistic kids because they struggle sometimes with their emotions, with their anxiety, and neurofeedback can really help them overcome that.
So break it down for me. What actually is neurofeedback? Just talking to somebody.
Yeah, so neurofeedback is, you know, we all do it every day. It's training.
Okay.
When we think about improving ourselves physically, we know we have to train. You know, some of us train every week, some of us train every day. And it's, we also know the more often we train, the better we'll get. Well, neurofeedback is training for the brain. So imagine, and it's not new. It's been around for decades.
Okay.
NASA used it to help train astronauts. When you train your dog, you're doing a form of neurofeedback training. If your dog barks and you discipline the dog, and when it doesn't bark, you give it a reward, you are helping the dog understand what you want it to do. Now, our brains are fascinating. They're some of the most powerful processing data devices we can't imagine that there's literally billions of neurons, more than 200 billion neurons.
Yeah, I can't imagine that number.
And every one of us is uniquely different because of the way our brains have developed and been trained. So what neurofeedback is, it's really understanding the outcome you want.
Okay.
So for example, to reduce anxiety, there's certain areas of the brain and certain frequencies of activity that are very predominant when someone is anxious. And what neurofeedback can do is it can listen to the brain. We have a simple, you say, headband that listens to the electrical activity in the brain, analyzes that, and then creates feedback, in our case, in the form of audio signals. So we play it into your ears in sort of headphones, and that feedback is rewards. So it's a reward-based training system. When your brain calms down, the sounds you hear are pleasing and rewarding. When your brain is over-anxious, with anxiety, the sounds are more, they're stronger, they guide your brain into the state that we want it to become, and then we play the rewarding sound again. So just like any form of training, it's best done frequently, and the results are quite astounding. You know, you can see kids who are perhaps too anxious or not able to focus and engage at school. After training for 6, 8, 10 weeks, they find dramatic improvements in their ability to focus and reduce their anxiety.
Because that's it, the anxious children is just heartbreaking when you
absolutely
parents can't calm them down, and then, you know, then the parent gets embarrassed and all of those things. So how often do the kids have to wear this band then? What's the
sequence? As you say, often what we end up doing is creating the wrong sort of feedback loop. You know, the child is maybe anxious, and we end up, you know, yelling or shouting or trying to calm the child down through activities that make them more anxious and reinforce that. And it's unfortunate, but it's a reality of the way we react. Using neurofeedback can be a very peaceful solution to helping the child learn to control their anxiousness, to regulate their behavior.
Yeah.
Like all training, it's best done frequently. We recommend once a day.
So it's not while they're having an attack. It's more just normal. You know,
absolutely. It should become part of a routine. The best way to think about it is if you wake up in the morning, you can, you know, do your neurofeedback training ideally for 40 minutes in the morning. It's something that with the way we work, and the way our products work, you don't have to not do anything else. You could be reading a book. You could be watching a movie, but with the sound turned down. You could be doing your homework, eating your breakfast. And basically, all it is we're listening to the activity that being generated by your brain, processing that, and then creating these kind of reward and encouragement signals to cause the brain to modify its behavior and state and become, in the case of helping with anxiety, to become more serene. And that's, if you talk about it technically, you know, there's a whole series of different frequencies and different areas of the brain that exhibit those frequencies. And, you know, neuroscientists study this. What we're doing with Mente is really simplifying that. So a parent or a therapist or a teacher can easily provide this kind of training to a child.
Okay. So you're talking about anxiety there. So this product specifically focuses on children with autism.
Yes, we focus on helping children relax, focus, and engage. And this is, you know, clearly the opposite of that is what they typically have, you know, an inability to relax, anxiousness, inability to, you know, attention management disorders. So all of our research to date in Mente has been around addressing that relax, focus, engage spectrum, typically with children who are, you know, classified as having autism or some sort of neurodevelopmental challenge.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, we didn't invent it. It's been, you know, this is something that has been practiced in clinics with leading neurologists for decades. The challenge has been the expense and the accessibility of the therapy. You know, the family and the child have to find time to go into a clinic. That's often a challenge to do on a daily basis. Of course, going into a clinic and spending time with a clinician every day is also not only difficult to achieve physically, it's quite expensive.
Yes.
Often, you know, in the United States, this is quite a common, neurofeedback and neuroscience clinics are quite commonly available, but the therapies and treatments are often running to $200, $300 per session. So it's limited in its availability, but it's been around for decades. What we've really focused on is taking that therapy and packaging it into a way that it can be delivered at home.
Right.
As I say, by a parent or supervised by a parent. But importantly, we capture all the data from these training sessions and we make it available online to clinics and clinicians. So the parent can always refer to a clinic.
Okay.
And the ideal scenario is, you know, to be able to drop in and see the clinic once a month to check on the progress that the child's making, perhaps make some modifications to the treatment plan. But, you know, all of our energy has gone into simplifying and enabling this kind of therapy to happen effectively in the home. And that meant, you know, packaging all of the software and the algorithms such that it can be run on a mobile phone, the headband can, you know, just connect through Wi-Fi in the home, and the child, you know, can walk around and doesn't have to be connected with wires. And again, if you go into a clinic to have this done, you'll often have what you might have seen on television, these, what they call the 19-channel skull cap. It's a rubber cap with all kinds of wires, terrifying wires and electrodes.
Yeah.
You know, in reality, they're not terrifying. They're just listening to what's going on, but it's very cumbersome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the work that we've done simplified that down into a comfortable-to-wear neoprene headband with four sensors around the interior.
It looks pretty cool, actually, so you don't feel like
it's
a geeky
cool.
kid.
You can, it's like a ninja
house.
Band.
Yeah.
It's a ninja band.
Yeah. So why did you choose autism as the strand to focus on, I guess. Is it because of the...
Well, that was really, you know, back in the early days of, you know, the interests of the founding team had, you know, had some experience in this, had done studies at university, and it kind of evolved out of that. It evolved to, you know, evolved as many, many innovations do. It evolved to a combination of personal experience and interest in the market, and I'm seeing an opportunity to bring that to fruition. And as we've sort of continue to iterate on the innovations, we see not only the opportunity for autism, but the opportunity for, you know, helping people generally with focus, with sleep, with attention. Exactly. Okay. And if you're someone who is naturally anxious, just like if you're someone who has, you know, a tennis elbow, you will go to the physiotherapist and you will engage in a program of training to help you overcome that or to manage it. So this is exactly the same idea. You if you have, you know, a tendency to be anxious or a tendency to not be able to focus, you can engage in a program of neurofeedback training to improve that area over time.
But yeah, I'm just thinking the amount of people who are suffering with panic attacks and general anxiety, you know, adults, for they feel like no reason if they could get into this wearing something at home.
Absolutely.
You know, it would be an amazing release.
So that's very much where we're going. You know, we're going to continue to honour and build on what we are doing with autistic kids because that's amazing. But, it, you know, and frankly, when you look at innovations, it's quite a difficult market to access. But you know, we've worked very hard on that, and the success we see now from families and the feedback from doctors, you know, is tremendous in that area. You know, we see things like, because often, you know, just to stay on the topic of kids with autism, they often end up with lots of therapies, like speech therapy, perhaps behavioral therapies, and which is talking therapies, which are all good, but if they're unable to focus or they're too anxious, these therapies often don't actually create much forward momentum. You know, and we've had tremendous feedback from therapists who said, you know, the child who has spent now 12 weeks on Mentane is still coming to my speech therapy. It's like a new child. Now they're actually engaging in the speech therapy. You know, teachers who've perhaps had to have the children, you know, in special parts of the class or not, you know, saying now the child can engage. You know,
it's all of those things that create more anxiety for them as well, isn't it? If they can't join in.
Exactly.
If they have to leave the house to go to a clinic or something, that makes the child even more anxious, the parents even more anxious. It's like a vicious circle.
It absolutely is. And, you know, like anything, training is something you have to commit to, and it improves with regular practice over time. So in no way do we claim to have a cure for any of these challenges, but we can help you improve yourself. And your brain is just fundamental to almost everything we do.
So obviously one of the things was getting this, you know, the scary skull cap down into the ninja band.
Yes.
That takes a lot of R&D, I'm guessing, and licensing and all sorts of other things you have to get into.
Absolutely.
Did you do that all from Malta?
Everything actually was done from Malta and still is, including, you know, the design, the organization of a process to create a supply chain and to all the way through to manufacturing, final assembly and testing.
Okay.
Of course, we source components from all over the world, but we ultimately assemble and ship from Malta. You know, again, we also now are building new partnerships with other manufacturers in different parts of the world.
Okay.
Because particularly when you're working with hardware, the regulations of shipping across borders into different countries become quite difficult to manage. Our real differentiator in our innovation is not only the simplification of the headband, but the simplification of this training protocol and the ability to interpret what is going on. I mean, can you imagine whether you put on a headband or a full EEG skull cap, you're receiving an awful lot of electrical signals and data, and somebody has to process that to make sense of it. So we have a lot of intellectual property tied up in that processing.
Okay.
Which all happens in the cloud, of course. So software runs in the cloud. All of the processing runs in the cloud. the actual therapy then is translated down to a mobile phone connected in the user's home, and then implemented by triggering these audio signals and rewards into a good set of stereo earphones.
Okay.
So we have a lot of software, and we're increasingly becoming a software business, working with our own hardware, but also with other manufacturers' hardware. And what we do, in addition to delivering the therapy, is we track your progress. As I said, every time you finish the therapy, we're tracking where you started and where you ended. Just like you might do if you go to the gym to do physical training. You know, I started a week ago, I could only lift 10 kilos. Now I'm lifting 12. Then in 3 months, I might be lifting 25. You step by step. So we're sort of saying, well, okay, you started off with this level of energy in the anxiety region. You know, you managed to reduce it over a training period to a lower number. And we track that over the days, over the weeks, over the months. And we can help you, and we can help your clinician by providing charts and data which help you understand how your training's going and how you might improve it.
And so if you have to sort of update your software, you know, if I was a user, do I then have to go to my clinic to update my software, or is it like a software gets updated?
No, very much. I mean, our model is just like it's an app.
Yeah.
So what you see as a consumer is you have a headband, which is a physical piece of hardware. You download the Mente app from the App Store, whether you're on an iPhone or on an Android device, then you would do what you would expect to do. You create a profile, log in, register, and then all of your data is securely stored in the cloud. And if you choose to make it available to a clinic, so on the other side of this, we have clinics who sign up, and doctors who, and then they have a profile, and you can say, okay, well, I'm Peter, I'm happy to share my data with Dr. Dave, and you can find the profile and click on it, and as long as you wish to continue sharing it, Dr. Dave will see that on his dashboard, and he'll be able to coach you in terms of where you might go next.
And so is all autism, for example, or anxiety maybe the same? So are kids in America suffering the same as kids in Italy? Is it the same brainwaves? I don't know if that's the right term.
That's a really great question. And the short answer to that is yes.
Okay.
Just focusing on autism, it is a worldwide phenomenon. Increasing, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, there really wasn't much focus on diagnosing autism. Now, there's an awful lot more resources in almost all countries. But the actual, it's a very, very, I mean, autism is called autism spectrum disorder because it ranges a tremendous spectrum of conditions. Many of them, tremendous assets, that these children and adults have, and the ability to be able to process information in ways that we can't even conceive of. But it is interesting enough, no matter what the language, no matter what the source of origin, very similar in the way it appears in brain activity. The classic challenges of perhaps obsessing or not being able to focus are very, very much the same in Asia as they are in North America, as they are in Europe.
Because you'd imagine, we have sort of the same lives, but there are different triggers. We have different home lives. We have different those things. You don't know if that would affect.
Yeah. No. So in terms of the neurology, and there's been many, many studies way beyond what we've done, because of course the study of people's neurology is becoming a fascinating topic in itself. I think the next 10 years we have a convergence of more and more understanding of our neurology. With the development of artificial intelligence and machine learning coming, and the more we learn about one and the more we apply it to the other, we're seeing a really interesting convergence of those two things in the world. There's the study of neurology and the sort of neurological profiles that people with anxiety or indeed with depression or with addictions exhibit are actually very consistent across cultures.
And so from the flip side, so not from the helping people, but from the actual sort of business side of it, how do you sell this product? How do you
get
it out there?
Yeah, that's, I mean, for anybody, you know, thinking about building an international business, it's you might have a common problem to solve, but you will find that in different countries, the routes to market, the way you access those markets can be quite different. In our case, you know, we're very much an app-based business.
Okay.
But we need the support. We ideally need the support of clinics and doctors in region, which are quite different. The way hospitals work, the way medicine and healthcare works country by country is quite different. So we will employ local partners to help navigate that piece, but then the actual product still gets sold as a centrally downloaded app, of course, language dependent. I mean, the more countries you cover, the more costs you incur by trying to manage languages, but we're working very centrally in terms of the way we distribute the therapy and manage the app, and but very locally in terms of the way we work with doctors, clinics, and healthcare systems.
So, sorry, just prompted another question. We talked about how the sort of brain activity is the same. So, is the response to that brain activity the response to the rewards? So, the different music. Because, you know, if I hear Korean music, it makes me do something completely different to if I listen to Italian music, you know. Is it on a higher level, so it's not comparable?
Yeah, so I can't claim that we have massive studies in all different regions, but we have successful customers in all regions. 15 countries so far, spanning, you know, all of the West, right the way through to Asia and Australia. The sort of rewards and the signals that are played, you would think of more as they're actually a very specific type of signal, not to get too technical, but it's called a binaural beat.
Okay.
And you can find these general binaural beats on many, many apps in the App Store. And they claim to do things like calm you down or help you focus.
Right.
These are generally not tuned to you. So they're just it's a standard sort of rhythmic, very low frequency rhythmic pattern created by playing different sounds in each ear, actually. So that's what happens. We, of course, the reason that what we do and the reason that the therapies that we implement are successful is we actually personalize them to your brain
activity
at that moment in time.
Okay.
So because again, you think about, let's go back to the very simple analogy of training your dog. If your dog's barking and you give it a reward an hour later, or it stops barking and you give it doesn't make any difference. You have to reward at the instant that the change happens. So the sounds we play are quite pleasant to listen to, but you wouldn't think of them as Western music or Eastern music. They are actually sounds that are in tune with the rhythm being generated by your brain at that moment in time. So they're people find them quite pleasant, and actually we find particularly kids who start to use Mendy after a few weeks, they actually really enjoy using it and become quite upset if for some reason they can't use it.
So how do you get hold of the band? Because you said you download the app. How do people get actually hold of the band?
Yeah, so you order that online through e-commerce, like you would order
pressure. So on Mente.com, is it something like that?
Mente.com.
Okay.
You go, actually, MenteTech.com.
Okay.
MenteTech.com. And from there you can click and you can set up an interaction where we will help you source the band, either locally or centrally.
And like you said, you have these partnerships in various locations, so if somebody wants to see a clinician at the same time to
exactly help with
their
we have partners, for example, in Italy, who are working with a broad range of clinics there. We have new clinical partners in Australia. We have increasingly new clinics in America now picking up and becoming Mente providers.
That's going to be a huge market, isn't it?
America is definitely the largest market. Also, of course, the most competitive and what we have is still very unique in the fact that it's totally focused on, you know, helping a particular neuroprofile.
So how are you doing that? How big a team are you? Are you getting help?
Well, we'd always love to be bigger. We always have more to do than we can ever manage. But that's the fun of running a small company. We are constantly working to find investors to help support the company and help it expand into new areas and new countries. I mean, opening up a new country is, quite an expensive operation. So it's ideally done with a partner who can bring investment for that country and benefit from the results. So we're always looking for new regional partners who are interested in building the business in their country. And that helps us continue to fund and scale.
What resistance do you find to the product? Are there people saying, "Oh no, we'd prefer to do therapy because we make more money out of that"?
Yes, I think we've touched on many of them. You know, the brain is still a little bit of a taboo area in many cultures. And thankfully, we are becoming much, much more open about talking about mental health issues in general.
Yes,
but it's very recent. Some of the challenges, people see a headband and they think it's going to provide some sort of electrical stimulus or something like that. And the only stimulus we provide is audio. There are, of course, bands out there that do provide different forms of stimulus. So there's an element of fear. I think anything when you talk to anybody about the brain and training the brain and helping change it positively, there's an element of disbelief and fear because it's only something that we've really started to talk about in the last five to 10 years.
Okay.
So that's an element. There's an element of education. And of course, in different markets, that goes at a different pace. In North America, folk are far more educated about neurofeedback than they are in France, for example. So there's an element of education. There's an element of making sure that the first thing is people, they'd love to find things that help, but they don't want to do anything that might harm. So helping them understand that this is really a very passive audio-driven therapy is very important, and that's something we have to work on education for at the beginning.
Excellent. It's been, seriously fascinating talking to you. I'm really happy you've invented this. Congratulations. Anybody interested in helping kids with autism, it's mentetech.com. Peter Griffiths, been an absolute dream. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Exporting Malta, produced by me, Monique Chambers, with technical assistance from Carmela Grech and Redent Abdillah. This show is aired every Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. and repeated on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. here on Campus FM.